USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump has taken an unexpected turn. They voted to consider witness testimony. That followed a request from the lead impeachment manager, Jamie Raskin. He said they want to hear from a Republican member of Congress.
We would like the opportunity to subpoena Congresswoman Herrera regarding her communications with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and to subpoena her contemporaneous notes that she made regarding what President Trump told Kevin McCarthy in the middle of the insurrection.
That would be Republican Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler from Washington, who voted to impeach Trump. The former president's lawyer, Michael Vanderveen, said,
I'm going to need at least over 100 depositions, not just one.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There are now calls for the governor of New York to resign after his top aide admitted they withheld information about the number of coronavirus deaths among nursing home patients. Secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, was on a call with the legislators this week. She said the Cuomo administration panicked over worries the actual number of nursing home deaths was going to be, quote, used against us after the Federal Department of Justice demanded the information. Recently, the state was forced to admit the death toll was 15,000, nearly double what had been reported. In January, Governor Cuomo was trying to defend the lower numbers.
It's not about pointing fingers or blame. It's that this became a political football.
He also said,
whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, it's the people die.
Republicans are accusing the governor of a cover-up and want him to resign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study in Pennsylvania shows that pigs are as smart as dogs. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Researchers at Penn State University announcing this week the results of a study on pigs and video games. The findings published in Frontiers of Psychology show pigs are smart enough to use their snouts to move a joystick to play a rudimentary video game well enough to earn treats from a dispenser. Researchers say the study proves pigs have remarkable cognitive and behavioral flexibility, even when significantly outside their normal frame of reference. One researcher tells HuffingtonPost.com, there's nothing we previously knew about pigs that would have suggested they could do this to any degree. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
More than 2 years after his death in 2018, the cremated remains of Burt Reynolds has finally been laid to rest. The actor died at 82 years of age on September 6, 2018, after suffering a heart attack. He was finally buried at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery on Thursday in a private ceremony. A simple headstone bears his name with a bust of the actor to adorn the site in the future. No reason was given for the delay of the Burt Reynolds gravesite. The Hollywood Forever Cemetery is at Highway 101 in Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
British researchers say they have evidence that the famous Stonehenge may have first stood in Wales before moving to its present location, which is 140 miles away. The research team said they've identified the original circle near the megalith quarries where the stones were made. They say the stones were moved to the present location due to migration. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.